Not at all. And therein consisted his chief peculiarity. He would say the most terrific things to his crew, in a tone so strangely compounded of fun and fury, and the fury seemed so calculated merely as a spice to the fun, that no oarsman could hear such queer invocations without pulling for dear life, and yet pulling for the mere joke of the thing. Besides, he all the time looked so easy and indolent himself, so loungingly managed his steering oar, and so broadly gaped, open-mouthed at times, that the mere sight of such a yawning commander, by sheer force of contrast, acted like a charm upon the crew. Then again, Stubb was one of those odd sort of humorists whose jollity is sometimes so curiously ambiguous as to put all inferiors on their guard in the matter of obeying them. In obedience to a sign from Ahab, Starbuck was now pulling obliquely across Stubb's bow, and when, for a minute or so, the two boats were pretty near to each other, Stubb hailed the mate.
"Mr. Starbuck, larboard boat there, ahoy! A word with ye, sir, if you please."
"Hello," returned Starbuck, turning round not a single inch as he spoke, still earnestly but whisperingly urging his crew, his face set like a flint from Stubb's.
"What think ye of those yellow boys, sir?"
"Smuggled on board somehow before the ship sailed.
Strong, strong boys,"
in a whisper to his crew, then speaking out loud again.
"A sad business, Mr. Stubb."
See there, my lads."
"But never mind, Mr. Stubb, all for the best. Let your crew pull strong, come what will.
Spring, my men, spring.
There's hogsheads of sperm ahead, Mr. Stubb, and that's what you came for. Pull, my boys.
Sperm, sperm's the play.
This at least is duty, duty and profit hand in hand.